Welcome to HTP Podcast, where it goes beyond just strokes and strategy. And our main mission is to really change the culture of tennis through a more positive and holistic approach with having one conversation at a time. Today, I have this amazing woman, Tran, who I met through Serve the Future, a nonprofit, which is also an amazing organization. Please check out Serve the Future. A little bit about you, Tran, where are you from? And how you got involved with tennis.
So, hi, my name is Tran. I'm a junior at Ba San High School. I was born in Vietnam and moved to the United States a few years ago. Currently play tennis for Central High School and some USTA tournament outside. So the future got me into tennis. I always say that I wouldn't be here without Serve the Future.
Yeah.
My freshman year of high school, I grew up with badminton. I was on a badminton team. And one of the girls, her name was Kaylee, and she was a part of Serve the Future. She just told me that, go check it out. And it was the end of the badminton season. I didn't really have anything to do, so I just show up on the court, and it have changed my life ever since.
Oh, I love that so much. I love how tennis can impact each person very differently. What are some of like the positive impacts that you've had? I know primarily through Serve the Future, but also tennis in itself. What do you really like about tennis? What makes you want to come back and like keep playing? Because it can be very frustrating at times.
At the beginning, it was mostly about the community itself. I love Serve the Future community.
Me too.
Really? It's really supportive. It's really fun. At that time, tennis for me was like, it was a fun thing, not too much stress.
Okay.
And when I got involved with the high school season, it's about growth and how do I like keep improve to win.
Yeah.
Right now, it was really special somehow that tennis got me into education.
Yeah.
So some kid in the Serve the Future have helped me get into a college prep program called STEP.
Okay.
And get into like really important summer program and help me figure out what to do.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I'm going to Alaska and Minnesota this summer.
Alaska! Yay!
And it's through STEP. So STEP provide like full RISE scholarship for students that apply and got into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Kurt,
a
Future student.
Yes.
He helped me like throughout the application two step.
Okay.
And I was awarded a full RISE scholarship to Kenyon College last summer.
Wow. And congratulations.
Yes. And I had a chance to took a psychology course, and high school doesn't really provide psychology course.
Okay.
So I really didn't know about it before, but I just took in that test and like, whoa, this is what I want to do.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You want to get more into psychology.
Yeah.
I love that. What is it about psychology that you enjoy so much or want to expand in to learn? Because there's a lot. There's a lot of different aspects. Do you already know, or are you just kind of, oh, you already know. Awesome.
Really like human nature. Science, like I was like a little kid.
Yeah. Yes.
And I didn't know psychology was like a thing, to be honest. I really, really like it. I was like a Vietnamese teacher for like 3 years from eighth grade to sophomore year.
Cool.
And I love hanging out with a kid. I always try to like get a kid more engaged to help them learn more. What I want to do in future is to be an experimental psychologist.
Cool.
And just like figure out a way to help kids grow in a more positive environment.
Yeah.
To help them succeed in the future.
Oh, I love that, Tran. That makes my heart glow. Oh, that's beautiful. Now that we know psychology and you obviously have a bright future, you still have another year of high school and so much more to do. And you're going to Alaska this summer, which is amazing. So many positive things about tennis and how it's like led you from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
Which I always find how the connections from one step to the next is just amazing. I want to go into though, what do you not like about tennis? What frustrates you about tennis, whether you're on the court or maybe just some situations you've had to deal with in high school that weren't always pleasant? You know, it could be teammates or opponent. Maybe you haven't had too many bad experiences either, which is ideal. It's great.
So I would say the first thing is that tennis is a hard sport. I learned it 2 years ago and it took me a year just to hit like a round stroke that I somewhat satisfied of. It's just so hard. I'm glad that throughout the way I have people like you, like Serve the Future, that helped me. Second one, I would say, is the competitiveness of tennis. I think that personally, I started tennis pretty late. I met a lot of people, it's like my age, they've been playing like tennis their whole life.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would just think that I would love if I start tennis earlier, have like greater achievement.
Yeah, longer time to practice.
Yeah.
Especially, I understand that.
Yeah, especially that I only have one season of high school left now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could understand that. I started tennis really young, so I get that. The beauty is, even if you start late in tennis, I feel like now more than ever, there's so many other activities that you can do with it, right?
Yeah.
So even competing, like, yes, you only have one high school season left. The beauty is you could even get on, you know, club teams and leagues with the USTA or just wherever you are within your city.
Yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't want to experience tennis any other way. Yeah. Like knowing Serve the Future and then play for Central, and it have been like an amazing journey for me.
Yeah, so beautiful. All right, Tran, well, thank you so much for your time today. If there's one thing that you would like to share, someone who's maybe been in your shoes, right? You've come across the ocean to the US and English isn't your first language, and you also learned a completely new sport and it led you to some really beautiful opportunities. But if one other person that may be in your shoes, they're in middle school, high school, and they're maybe looking for a community, or maybe some of the things that were hard for you initially when you first moved and how that expanded for you, what would your advice be to them?
If I have one advice, I would just say, just do it.
There's just do it.
Just do it.
I first like the Nike commercial. Gotta get credit to Nike. Nike, just do it. Yes, I understand. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, because when I first came to the US, I gotta learn English, right? There's like go to school, and just the fact that you're scared of something, you don't shoot your shot, like you're gonna miss 100%.
Yeah.
Like the shot that you don't shoot. So
yeah.
And I miss out a lot of opportunity, and I feel like I could have made a lot of memories if I just be braver and like step out of comfort zone and just did
totally.
It.
Totally, yeah.
For tennis too, I didn't even know what a Serve the Future is. My friend just told me to show up.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, here I am, so.
I love that. I love how courageous you are, because it can be really scary being in another country, learning the language, trying a new sport, trying new things for the first time can always be a little scary, but having that courage. And I love what you said, you know, if you don't try at all, then fail instead of trying and to keep trying. All right, Tran, thank you so much for today.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.